Hachette Audio presents Kingdom Tide, written by Rye Curtis, read by Joanna Perrin and Maggie Meg Reed. For Mimi.
Part 1. I no longer pass judgment on any man or woman. People are people, and I do not believe there is much more to be said on the matter. 20 years ago, I might have been of a different mind about that, but I was a different Cloris Waldrip back then. I might have gone on being that same Cloris Waldrip, the one I had been for 72 years, had I not fallen out of the sky in that little airplane on Sunday, August 31st, 1986. It does amaze that a woman can reach the tail end of her life and find that she hardly knows herself at all. I sat by the window, and my dear husband, Mr. Waldrip, sat on my right. He had his hands busy fiddling with a ragged cuticle. My husband was a kind, bird-faced man, and he wore strong glasses. He was born in Amarillo, Texas, to an awning salesman and a midwife. I first ever laid eyes on him in the summer of 1927 at a county dance in the town hall. This was after his family had moved the some 60 miles east from the big noisy boomtown of Amarillo to little old Clarendon, where I was born and raised. He was a terribly handsome boy, tall and dark-haired. However, he wore a little blue cap that made him look mighty silly. We were both only kids. I had just turned 13. He gave me a pitifully wilted rose he had stolen from Mrs. McKee's garden. On that morning in August of 1986, he had a dab of jalapeno jelly on his chin. It had been there since our complimentary breakfast at the Big Sky Motel in Missoula, Montana. I was going to tell him to use the handkerchief I had embroidered with his initials and given him so many Christmases before, but he had already begun for the pilot a monologue on rainfall. Such was his custom with men he had just met. Mr. Waldrip had arranged for us to take a scenic flight to an airfield near a cabin we had rented in the Bitterroot National Forest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?